Every time I do this, I have to follow somebody who tear up the house. You ain't right, bro. My subject is, I'm not your little boy anymore. I'll be reading from St. John, 19th chapter. We'll start at the 25th verse. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you today so that you can have your way. Help me to decrease so you can increase, Father, because these are your people. And so this is your word. Let it touch them, Father, and fill them in the name of Jesus. Amen. When I read this and studied this, I wanted to find out more about what this was really talking about. And in reading this, I saw where a lot of people said that when Jesus called her woman, he was trying to spare her her feelings because she was already going through a lot. But in today's times, if you call somebody woman, they'll get upset with you. But back in those times, when you call someone woman, that was a sign of affection. And that was a sign of respect. And so with Jesus calling her woman, he was showing her respect and his admiration for her. And Jesus, knowing that he had to fulfill the law, had to make sure that his mother was taken care of. See, because he'd already done his last act of forgiveness. He'd already done his last act of salvation. Now he had to fulfill the law for the last time. And that was to make sure his mother was taken care of. So he looked at John, and he looked at his mother, and he said, Mother, behold thy son, pointing at John. And John, behold thy mother. See, he had to do this for the simple fact that he had to point out to her that I am no longer your son. That man that you see right there kneeling beside you has my heart. He has the love for you that I have. Therefore, I'm going to entrust you to him because that is the disciple whom I love. And I can trust him with you. And he said to John, behold thy mother, because you are going to take my place. See, because there comes a point where he had to let Mary know that I am no longer your son because you don't see me for who I am. I'm not your little boy anymore. See, you carried me for 9 months, and I appreciate that. You nurtured me, and I appreciate that. You were there when I took my first steps. You were there when I spoke my first words. You were there when I probably fell down and scraped my knee and made me feel better, but I'm not your little boy anymore. You were there for every instance of my life. You were there when I was doing all things. Even when you and Joseph left me at the marketplace and came back to find me talking with the elders. And you said, get your little scrawny butt over here. Let's go, boy. We got to go home. You did not see me in my fullness. Even when we were at the feast and you ran out of wine, and you said, listen, whatever he tells you to do, you do. You still did not understand what Gabriel told you when he said to you that the child that you're carrying is going to save his people. And he's going to be called the Son of God. You still did not understand. But now you have to understand because I'm not your little boy anymore. See, what you're seeing before you is not your son on the cross, but who you're seeing is the Lamb being sacrificed for the sins of the world. See, I'm not your little boy anymore. See, I came here to do a purpose. I had a job to do, and I came to fulfill the will of the Father. Because no man could have done it. No lamb could have done it. No birds could have done it. Nothing that you could produce could have done it. Only the Son of God could have done it. And while you're sitting there on your knees crying, looking at me, You're seeing your son, but you're not seeing who I am. See, we've got to start seeing Jesus for who he is. See, we got to start looking at him for who he is. See, you can't put Jesus in that little box that Mary did, because while she's on her knees looking up at him, she didn't see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. She saw her son. And he had to remind her, that's your son. That's your son. Because I was only your son for 33 years, but I've been his son 24/7, 365. I've been his son when he said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth without form and void. I was there. I was there when he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I was there. I've been here before you, and I'll be here after you. I am who God says I am, and I came to do a work. Because you got to start seeing me for who I am. We tend to put Jesus in a box, and we limit him. Because Mary didn't understand that. But the word says this in Philippians, at the name of Jesus, everything on earth and everything in the sea and everything under the earth has to bow. Everything. And see, Mary had to recognize, yes, I came to save the sins of you, and yes, even you, Mary, because even you're going to have to bow to me. See, I'm not your little boy anymore. See, you got to recognize who's in front of you. I am the King of Kings. I'm the Lord of Lords. And even though I look bad right now, even though I'm hanging here right now, understand this. You need to see me as I am right now, because the next time you see me, I'm going to be wrapped in glory. The next time you see me, I'm not going to look like I look like right now. The next time you see me, I am going to be all that God has called me to be. The next time you see me, I'm going to be your deliverer. I'm going to be your healer. I'm going to be your freedom. I'm going to be everything you need me to be. The next time you see me, the next time you see me, recognize who I am. I'm not your little boy anymore.